This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi told a crowd in Tehran the Zionist regime will pay the price following two explosions that killed nearly 100 people on Wednesday to commemorate Commander Qasem Soleimani. Iran, in the past, has blamed Israel for attacks on individual people or places within its borders, but there was no indication of any involvement of a foreign state in the cemetery explosions. Iran's health minister told state TV the death toll was at 95 and said 211 others were injured, making it the deadliest attack in the history of the Islamic Republic, which has faced similar incidents in the past from various groups, including the Islamic State. Israel is on the alert for a possible Hezbollah response after a senior Hamas leader is killed in a strike in Beirut. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Israeli officials have not commented on the strike that killed Hamas's number two political leader, Saleh Arouri, but Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, an Israeli military spokesman, says we're on high readiness for any scenario. The U.S. has sought to prevent any widening of the conflict, including by deploying two aircraft carriers and other military assets to the region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in the region this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials have repeatedly threatened to kill Hamas leaders wherever they are. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Search and rescue crews are racing to find any remaining survivors from the powerful New Year's Day earthquake that struck off Japan's western coast, killing at least 73 people. More than 300 people were injured, and 15 people are officially listed as missing. Much of the damage from Monday's magnitude 7.6 quake occurred in Ishikawa Prefecture on the